Agencies which have been monitoring the area around the so-called carp barrier in the Chicago Sanitary and Ship Canal say environmental DNA samples indicate the invasive silver and bighead carp have breached the barrier, but Cameron Davis with the Federal Environmental Protection Agency insists that does not mean the carp will enter Lake Michigan.
No, this is not a foregone conclusion. I want to be really accurate about the DNA sampling. It's the best we have. We believe it's very accurate.
Davis says no actual fish have been found yet, but Dr. David Lodge, the University of Notre Dame scientist who's conducting the testing, says there's no reason to believe they aren't there based on the test results. How did the carp breach the electric barrier that was supposed to stop their advance? Major General John Peabody is with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, which operates the barrier.
My response to that is we don't know. We just don't know, and I'm not in a position to speculate. There's many thoughts that come to mind, but I don't have evidence, and so I'm not going to speculate.
So what's next? John Rogner with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources says his agency is committed to do everything possible to keep the carp out of the Great Lakes, although it's too soon to say what the response might be. EPA's Davis likens the Asian carp to cancer cells which destroy healthy native species. The concern is that the carp could devastate fishing on the lakes and pose a hazard to boaters. The fish grow up to 50 pounds in size and have a tendency to jump out of the water at the sound of boat motors. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.